Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Sacramento is home to vibrant murals, but have you ever wanted to be part of creating one? Well, here's your chance. A community paint day will transform a drab highway overpass into, you guessed it, bold, beautiful artwork. And all ages and skill levels are welcome. One of the creative forces behind this is artist Jaya King. She joins us ahead of the 21st Avenue Community Paint Day, and it is taking place on July 8th. It is located under the 21st Avenue underpass of Highway 99 in the city of Sacramento. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start off with your background as an artist here in Sacramento.
I would say that as a transplant from the Bay Area, Sacramento has been just a wonderful transition and has welcomed me with open arms. This is really where I began my muraling and integrated that into my art practice.
What is this project about and how did you become involved in it?
This project is pretty epic. There was a call for artists for the 21st Avenue underpass, and my co-pilot, Yuli Smith, encouraged us to go for it as a team, and we got the project. This is a project that is funded by the Clean California Initiative, which is just a wonderful force for the for beautifying California, for cleaning up California. And so, yes, thank you. Thank you, Department of Transportation and Caltrans, for putting this out. The project itself is a community mural. Mm-hmm. The difference between community murals and other types of murals is this particular type of mural really integrates working with the community from design, conception, to actual creating on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes when people, especially in the city of Sacramento, they might think of like wide open walls when they think of the murals in downtown and midtown. But this is a community mural. It is off 21st Avenue, which is, you know, the overpass of Highway 99. For those who aren't familiar with that neighborhood, describe the community that's going to take part and also just get a front row seat to enjoying, you know, the artwork.
So the importance of this project is that it's really bridging the communities that were sliced by Highway 99. The South Oak Park community and North City Farms, along with the Franklin District, this is a way to reconnect them. So this is a project that I would say is a little bit more poignant than, say, a mural festival. That's one of the other differences. This is something that really connects with the community. The South Oak Park and North City Farms communities, if you could imagine, when being sliced by a freeway, there is a detriment. And the importance is that impact of connection and connectivity, and it can be a very transformative experience, especially for the younger generation, for the youth. There are two schools flanking the freeway, Ethel Phillips Elementary School as well as Oak Ridge Elementary, and the kids walk back and forth to school under the underpass daily. So this is something that can really change their I would say their impression of going to and from school, seeing, you know, a mural team putting up something that beautifies their community. This is something that impacts a generation in ways that we cannot foresee yet, but it really plants the seed.
Yeah, I mean, the meaning that I'm just learning from you, it has such a deep meaning and is so healing, and I can just feel the heart that you have put into this along with, you know, your colleagues who are artists. What went into visualizing and getting the inspiration for what people ultimately are going to create next month?
100% of the inspiration came from the community. My I call her my co-pilot. She's really my lead coordinator. As you can see, here I am sitting. Thank you, Yuli, for getting me here. She and I engaged with different neighborhood groups. We sent out surveys, and we got a lot of feedback from both sides of the freeway. That feedback I kind of filter through into a design. I consider color scheme. I consider inspiration. And of course, the overall message of the mural, which is something that is reflective of the community. And all of that is going to be executed, of course, by our team and inviting the community to come out and put their energy, put their vibe, put their brushstrokes on the wall, which takes this type of project much further than, say, just like a general residential, even a, you know, a festival. This is something that I particularly think is much more poignant.
Absolutely. I mean, I imagine children who are taking part in this and, you know, when they're adults and they have children and they go back to their hometown or they still live in their neighborhood, you know, they can remember, you know, what they put into this piece of art.
The comments that we get from the community members that have been around for a number of years, or they've grown up in the community, is they stop us and they say, hey, I remember walking this underpass when I went to school. My kids walk it now. And this is such an important part of what's going up in our community. They, I would say, have more of a connection and ownership to the project as well. And planting that seed in the younger generations is so important. And it's really it can be a watershed moment for the kids involved.
Yeah. It's, you know, the power of art, you know, to have a voice.
Absolutely. This is something that I think is also important, how I represent myself on the wall, how my team represents ourselves. And being a female forward team, you know, I personally have like a connection with, you know, expressing girl power in the community. And so there's a soft spot in my heart where folks are able to see, you know, a female led team creating something that is so transformative.
When collaborating with the community and having these conversations, what are some of the moments you've had that resonate with you?
I would say that the moments that always get me involve the kids. Mm-hmm. The moments that always get me involve the kids. And when I was just, you know, walking the underpass, checking out the area and seeing the kids walk to and from school, the importance of having something that would excite them, something that they would look forward to going through the tunnels, something that they get to say, oh, I get to see the butterfly. I'm going to go see the flower today. And they can see themselves on the wall. That's something that I would say is my number one, you know, that's my soft spot. I also had a wonderful conversation with a pastor at a local church and learned that he too was an artist. He was a metal worker. And one of his pieces, there was an inspiration from the way that he designed his piece that I wanted to have reflected in the mural as well. The feedback that I get, a lot of times I will not literally put in, say, oh, I want to see XYZ. I want to see literally this. However, I do take artistic license and interpret. So, you know, to be transparent, that if I say, hey, what do you want to see on the wall? They say, well, I want to see a big ice cream truck. I'm like, all right, well, let's, you know, let's see how that can work with the rest of the design. But ice cream truck might not make it, but I'm going to research all the different flavors of ice cream and maybe something like that can come in. So that's sort of the give and take with community engagement as well as artistic license.
When I think about the impact and how this can shape a community, we're talking about a piece of infrastructure that literally disconnected neighborhoods, right? And you have
Exactly. Children,
you know, our youngest generation who are making this walk under the overpass. You have two schools that are really butted up to this overpass, and you're transforming it into not only a voice, but a piece of identity, which is just such a beautiful full circle moment for what happened.
I take that very seriously because this piece of infrastructure really sliced through the community, and the detriment that it caused is something that say other communities where the infrastructure is designed around does not experience. So having something that this community can own and feel proud of, I really have that in the forefront of my mind in the design process, in the execution, and really just making sure that connection is felt as widespread as possible, as well as educating and bringing light to the fact that this type of infrastructure can, you know, cause harm to communities.
Hmm. Finally, so if you have families listening, they want to take part. It's not this weekend, but next weekend. It's July 8th. What do you want them to know?
oh, please, please come. Wear grubbies. Wear clothes that you don't mind getting paint on. There is nothing that is going to go on that wall that we cannot, take care of. So just really
elevate.
To elevate. We're going to have some wonderful community resources. This project is under the umbrella of Caltrans, along with the Franklin Neighborhood Development Corporation. So we'll have a lot of resources about Clean California and basically how what you can reach out to with your communities. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to have a food truck, XX Tacos. We're going to have some good music, good vibes. Really just come and enjoy yourself. Stay for as long as short you want. Put your brush strokes on the wall and just get your energy on there.
Yeah, paint party that lasts generations.
Paint party that's going to last.
Jaya, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that is artist Jaya King, who is one of the creative forces behind the 21st Avenue Community Paint Day. It is taking place on July 8th. It is located under the 21st Avenue underpass on Highway 99 in the city of Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. And with that, that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.com/insight. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.